You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in.
This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom ubracha. Welcome to all those joining us right here on Torah Anytime. If you're listening to this in the evening, I hope you had a great day. If you're listening to this in the morning, I hope you're going to have a great day. If you're listening to this in the middle of the day or in middle of lunch, I hope you enjoy your lunch. Wherever you might be listening, I wish you a lichtige Chanukah. So it's Parshas Miketz, which always falls out either on Chanukah or around Chanukah. This year, Chanukah will end right as Miketz is being, entered into. But I'd like to share with you Chasam Sofer, and through a couple of fascinating gematrias from the Chasam Sofer, we'll see an interesting inyan regarding a word. And then like to bring out an idea. So the Chasam Sofer points out, you know, it says in chapter 42, Mem Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayar Yaakov, the great Yankiv Avinu saw, Ki Yesh Shever B'Mitzrayim, that there was grain being sold in Egypt. Just the next Pasuk says again, Vayomer Hine Shemati, I've heard Ki Yesh Shever B'Mitzrayim, there's this stress. It says the same washing twice, Ki Yesh Shever b'Mitzrayim. And noticing this duality, I don't know if the Chasam Sofer is going on the fact that it says it twice, but the Chasam Sofer does point out there are two shevers, one letova and one lara. Ye shever letova, there's a shever. We'll see what that means. There's a shever that's letova, that's good, and there's a shever that's bad. So you want to know what shever means? So this is when I like to take out my handy dandy etymological dictionary of biblical Hebrew written by Reb Matthew Clark. This is based on the teachings of Rav Samson Rafael Hirsch. It's a fascinating text. I first discovered it when I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. We're talking in the early 30s. I'm kidding. I was in Merkez HaTorah, and I remember coming across this Sefer, and I ended up using it so often because what it does is it goes through root words, all the root words that are found in the Torah, and has cognate meanings and regular meanings and different sources of where it comes from, all based on the teachings of one of the greatest scholars to go through Jewish text, which was Rav Samson Rafael Hirsch. So I use it often. If you ever want to know what a word is or what it means, what the cognate meaning is, what are the antonyms and the synonym, look it up. I guarantee you it's a good buy. Matthew Clark, he has no idea who I am, so he's not paying me to say this. This is not an ad. I'm just telling you. This is something I highly enjoy. So if you look up page 254, if you look up the word shever, so the meaning is break up into small pieces, semicolon, detail, small numbers. So shever, we know, like shvira sakin, like to break things. That's the classic meaning. It means that's, in fact, that's the first one, breaking, splitting up. But it also means selling small quantities and buying, which is kind of interesting because the same word can mean selling but buying. These are opposites. And those source for that is actually our parsha, just a few psukim before. The pasuk says there was a rav in the land. This is in, I'm reading in 41:56. Va'rav haya al kol pnei haaretz. Va'yiftach Yosef es kol asher behem. Va'yishbar l'mitzrayim. He sold it to Mitzrayim. He had to support them because he had the grain, but they didn't. So he sold it to Mitzrayim. And the next pasuk, 57, V'chol ha'aretz ba'u Mitzrayima, all the inhabitants of the earth came to Egypt, lishbor el Yosef, to buy from Yosef. So how interesting is this? Just by the way, this lashon of shever is used at least four times, it could be even more, but four times in a row, in four consecutive psukim, in 41:56, in 41:57, in 42:1, and 42:2, in each of those pesukim in a row uses a lashon of shever. And we see that shever could mean to sell, could mean to buy. It's these two opposites, to sell and buy. And what we're going to see now from the Chasam Sofer, it also has these two, it has this duality dimension to it. It could mean good or bad. So the Chasam Sofer says, yesh shever letova, there's shever that's good. And he brings a raya, says, shever is gematria 502. Shin is 300. Bays is 2. And resh is 200. 300 plus 200 plus 2 is 502. That's the gematria, says the Chasam Sofer, of Baruch Mordechai. By the way, he doesn't mention this, but Mordechai comes from Binyamin, who comes from Yosef. And we're talking about Yosef, as you'll see in a minute. Okay, so Shever is gematria Baruch Mordechai. Hold on. Hold the reins. You got this. Follow along, okay? V'hu gam mispar shnosov shav Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. 502, guess what, is also the numerical value of the ages of the lifespan of each of our avos together. So 175 for Avraham, 180 for Yitzchak, and 147 for Yaakov, also gematria 502 altogether. So we see that shever is a good thing. Yesh shever l'toiva, v'yesh shever l'ra. But there's also a bad shever, because shever 502. You're right. It's the gematria of Baruch Mordechai. You're right. It's the gematria of the age of the lifespan of the great Avos Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But it's also the gematria of Arur Haman. And it's also the gematria of Edom Yishmael, which is perhaps the galus that we actually find ourselves now. It's this, like, duality. Again, the duality. Edom Yishmael, Esav, Arabs. So it's cryptic. It's a little mysterious. It's just interesting. 502, Yishever Le Tova Yishever Lira, could be Baruch Mordechai, and it could be the years of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, but it also could be Arur Haman and Edom Yishmael. So I'd like to share with you something interesting. Maybe you came across it. If not, it's kedai to look inside in the Rashi. It's kedai to check out the Rashi on this pasuk that we just quoted, where Yaakov Avinu says, it says, Vayar Yaakov ki yeshever mitzrayim. And Yaakov saw that there was a shever in Mitzrayim. He saw that there was grain in Egypt. And Rashi says something amazing. How, what do you mean he saw? He wasn't there. Mehechan ra v'halo lo ra. He did not see. Ela shama. He heard about it. Shenemar says, Hine shamati, in the very next pasuk. Umam vayar. What then does the pasuk mean when it says vayar, that he saw? This is amazing. Ra'ab asbaklaria shel kodesh. He saw through a holy lens. She adayin yeshlo. He changes the word. He changes the nekudas. That word shever can also be read as sever with a sin, which means it's something else entirely. Sever means hope. He saw through a holy lens. Ki yesh shever yesh savor, that there was hope to him, b'Mitzrayim, in Egypt, that he had hope in Egypt. This was to let him know clearly, you know who this shever was referring to, this savor, this hope. What was the hope? How did Yaakov have hope in Egypt? What was the hope in Egypt? There's powers, the people who don't like the Jewish people. What was the hope? It was his son who was on top of the leadership board, Yosef. Yosef was that shever. Yosef, Shezeh Yosef, Rashi says. Yosef was that hope. In fact, the Bereishis Rabbah 91:6 says that, right, until now, we know that the word used for food is ochel, or bar, right? That's food or grain. So the interesting usage of word of wording here, ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim, there is grain here. That word to describe food as shever is interesting, and the Medrash picks up on that and points out that, yeah, because homiletically, shever is sever, which means hope. Sever, it's valorized as sever, hope. That's the construct form, sever shalom. The hope was that there was still Yosef was there. And when you read that pasuk together, when you read the words together, and such a powerful idea emerges, ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim, yesh shever b'mitzrayim, there is hope in Mitzrayim. You see, Mitzrayim represents the Mitzrayim was the root of all exiles, okay? It was the root of all exiles. But you know what the Torah is teaching us on some level? Yesh shever b'mitzrayim. There's hope. There is hope even in Mitzrayim. Like the Chasam Sofer said, yesh shever l'tayva, yesh shever l'ra. You know what? It's sometimes, you know, the shever can mean to break. That's bad when things get broken. It represents breaking apart. It represents destruction. And a lot of time, it represents deterioration. That's the yesh shever l'ra. But that's only when you let the Mitzrayim be shover you. But there's an element that the Torah is teaching us and a message that yesh shever b'mitzrayim. We can be living in galus. We can be living in exile. We can be living in the diaspora, in darkness, be surrounded by a society of tuma, negativity, but yesh shever, but there can still be hope. There can be a shever letova. There can be a shever. There can be a baruch mordechai. There could be an avram yitzchak and yaakov. There could be life. There could be vitality. There could be shomer Torah mitzvos. There could be energy. There could be a candle of the menorah. There could be beauty and a life of yahadus and a life of productivity, even b'mitzrayim, even in Egypt, even in galus, even in the darkness of exile. One of the great messages that the Torah is teaching us, Vayar Yaakov, he saw with this holy lens, with this asparklaria shel kedusha, asparklaria shel kodesh, he saw that yesh sever b'mitzrayim. There's hope for Klal Yisrael, even in a Mitzrayim. And my friends, what better reminder for this message than the Licht of Chanukah? Chanukah is that very reminder. It's the reminder for us that mitoch hachoshech, mitoch the darkness, even amidst the Churban, inside of Galus, when there's destruction and chaos all around, we can light the menorah and we can shine, because just a little bit of light can outshine a whole lot of darkness. So my friends, let's take this message. Realize there's this duality that yesh shever l'tova, yesh shever l'ra, that yeah, we can get eaten up by Mitzrayim. We can be broken apart by Mitzrayim, by Egypt, and let the galus get to our heads and break us. Or we can break it. We can break the barrier of what's norm. We can break with the society. We can tell, we can teach, we can be a light unto the nations and show them what does it mean to really live. We can live mitoch the darkness. And when we light, there's only tonight and tomorrow, whenever you're listening to this, maybe you're listening to this after Chanukah, but at least the message of Chanukah, let's take the licht, that the little bit of light that we shine can outshine a lot of darkness. And let's be that hope, that sever b'mitzrayim, that hope even in Egypt. And in Ritz Hashem, we hope that b'mehira v'yameinu, we will see that Mitzrayim will be no longer. We will no longer be in a galus, and we'll be in the geula. B'mehira v'yameinu, amen. Thank you so much for listening. Emir Hashem. We'll see you next time. All the best.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.